All right, Patriots. Welcome back to season two,
Season two
episode 25
of the Daily DOGE Report.
the Daily DOGE Report.
I'm your hilarious conservative host, Caleb, here too.
Oh, he is hilarious.
Well, I try to drain the intellectual swamp.
Drain the swamp.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in, you beautiful freedom-loving folks.
Freedom living.
And as always, I'm joined by the only woman I know who can make fiscal responsibility sound sexy, my equally conservative and comedically gifted co-host, Grace.
Hey, everybody, it's Grace here, ready to dive deep with Caleb into the stuff the deep state doesn't want you to know.
That's right. And we're going to have some fun while we're doing it.
Oh,
Because honestly, if you can't laugh at government waste, you're probably just going to cry.
You'll just cry.
So today we are strapping on our waders.
Our waders
And
are.
plunging into the murky waters of Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency, or as we like to call it, DOGE. DOGE, the only dog the left doesn't want to pet.
They do not like this dog.
They do not.
So we've been digging through a mountain of intel, Musk's fiery pronouncements, the latest updates from the DOGE headquarters, enough news articles to wallpaper Mar-a-Lago twice. We've
Wow.
sifted through it all
Yes, we have.
to bring you the unvarnished truth about what DOGE is actually up to.
We're going to unpack what's really happening.
Okay, so our mission,
Okay.
should you choose to accept it, and you already have because you're awesome, is to cut through the liberal media spin
Cut through it.
and deliver the straight goods
The strike.
on DOGE's work, especially when it comes to that sacred cow of government programs,
Oh, yeah.
Social Security.
Social Security.
We're going to unpack what's really happening without burying you in so much bureaucratic jargon your eyes glaze
Hell
over.
yeah, right.
Think of this as your cheat sheet to understanding one of the most important battles for fiscal sanity happening right now.
One of the most important.
It is.
Let's get into it.
So, Elon Musk
Elon Musk.
and Social Security,
Okay.
he's been making some pretty bold claims.
Hasn't he? What's that?
Bold is Elon's middle name.
Well,
Well,
not really. It's
whoa.
Robert. But he acts like it's bold.
He does act like it.
He's gone on record saying that legitimate recipients of Social Security will actually see more money, not less, because of the efficiency DOGE is bringing to the table.
Really?
Yeah, and he even dropped this mic moment on Fox News's special report
Oh.
saying, "Let the record show that I said this."
He really said that.
Wow.
Talk about
That's
confidence.
confidence.
But he's making these claims, but the sources don't really offer any specifics on how this increase will materialize.
How is this going to happen?
Right, it's like saying, "Don't worry, we'll fix it, trust me." Which, coming from Elon, carries some weight.
Yeah.
But you still got to wonder about the nuts and bolts, you know? Is he envisioning so much waste being cut that the government will suddenly have Scrooge McDuck levels of cash to throw at Social Security?
Right. I mean, that seems to be the underlying assumption here.
Right.
That's tied to DOGE's core objective, eradicating waste and fraud in the federal government. And Musk has thrown out this pretty staggering figure, actually, $4 billion per day as their target for reduction.
Per day.
Per day.
That's enough to fund a decent-sized infrastructure project every single day.
Every day.
You could probably build a wall, a really, really nice wall,
Oh my God.
with that kind of daily savings.
Yeah.
And Musk believes that this level of efficiency will lead to a 15% drop in the federal deficit
15%.
without touching any of the essential services that we actually need.
Interesting.
So his optimism about Social Security stems directly from this vision of a leaner, meaner, more fiscally responsible Uncle Sam.
Okay, so how are they planning to do this?
That is the million-dollar question.
It is.
How are they going to unearth this daily mountain of misused taxpayer money?
Yikes.
Are they sending in forensic accountants with bloodhounds trained to sniff out wasteful spending? I wish.
I know, right?
Right.
Well, the reality, according to our sources, is a bit more bureaucratic.
Bureaucratic,
Yeah,
huh?
ironically, DOGE is employing a whole arsenal of methods, beefed up fraud detection, finally catching those who think Social Security is their personal piggy bank, canceling or renegotiating those sweetheart deals and ridiculously overpriced government contracts.
Oh, I hate those.
I know, right?
I know.
Selling off unused government properties that are just gathering dust, axing grants that are funding who knows what,
Who knows?
streamlining the federal workforce, hopefully without firing the people who actually do the work, making changes to outdated programs and identifying areas where regulations are just strangling innovation and costing us money.
Workforce reductions are always a sensitive area. They are.
So the key here is, as DOGE frames it, eliminating redundant roles, improving overall effectiveness, not necessarily cutting vital personnel.
Right, right.
And, you know, they have some numbers to back this up.
Oh, yeah.
DOGE estimates that they've already identified around $130
billion. $130
billion. In savings through these initial efforts.
Wow. That's a serious chunk of change.
It is a lot of money.
You could buy a fleet of Teslas for every man, woman, and child in America with that.
Really?
Okay, maybe not quite, but it's still a huge number.
Yeah.
And this is the pot of gold that Musk believes will eventually overflow into those Social Security payments.
Yeah, that's the connection he's making.
Okay.
By stopping the hemorrhaging of taxpayer dollars, he argues that there will be more resources available for programs that truly serve the American people.
Yeah.
And DOGE even claims that these initial savings translate to over $800 per taxpayer.
$800 per taxpayer.
That's like getting a nice little refund just for the government trying to be a bit more responsible with our money.
I could definitely find a good use for an extra $800.
Me too. Me too.
So it's clear that Musk is all in on this DOGE thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly known for his lukewarm takes.
Understatement of the year.
Uh-huh.
He sees DOGE's work as a fundamental transformation.
Oh.
A revolution.
A revolution.
On par with the original American Revolution.
Wow.
But this time, instead of throwing off a tyrannical king, they're overthrowing government inefficiency and waste to build a more financially secure nation with strong safety nets.
From muskets to spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Quite the upgrade.
Quite an upgrade.
You gotta admit, though, comparing balancing the books to fighting for independence is a bit...
A little bit dramatic.
Dramatic, yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, that's Elon.
That's Elon for you.
He's an enthusiastic guy.
He is.
And he's also pushing for even faster progress.
Really?
He's noting that while DOGE is moving at what he considers lightning speed, compared to the usual glacial pace of government, he personally wants to see things accelerate even further.
Okay.
He's impatient for change.
Gotta go, Plaid.
Gotta go, Plaid.
And he also had a pretty powerful statement about the bigger picture here.
Oh, yeah.
About America's role in the world.
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, he said that America is the central column that holds up all of Western civilization. That column fails, it's all over.
Wow.
It's a stark reminder of the importance he places on a strong and stable America, which he believes DOGE is crucial in achieving.
Right.
But naturally, not everyone is thrilled about this efficiency drive.
Really?
Shocking.
I know.
I am shocked.
You would think rooting out waste would be a bipartisan slam dunk, but...
Yeah, but predictably, there has been resistance.
Of course.
And DOGE is currently embroiled in legal battles.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the most significant being a lawsuit regarding their access to Treasury Department payment systems data.
This is crucial because they need that data to identify and stop fraudulent payments. So these legal challenges are directly hindering their ability to do their job.
It's like the swamp fighting back.
It is.
You just try to drain it, and suddenly you're knee-deep in legal filings.
Yep.
And it sounds like there's an ideological element to this resistance as well.
Well, some sources suggest a deeper ideological opposition, framing it as a clash with a progressive viewpoint that sees the government as inherently good and any attempt to cut its size or spending as inherently harmful.
So if you dare to suggest that the government isn't spending our money perfectly,
right,
you're suddenly public enemy number one.
It seems that way.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
In a totally backwards way.
In a backwards way.
And I've heard grumblings about the mainstream media, the left media, some might call it.
Oh, yeah.
Painting DOGE in a less than flattering light.
There are definitely narratives circulating that portray DOGE staff negatively. Perhaps as heartless bean counters who are callously slashing vital programs.
Right.
This, of course, directly contradicts DOGE's own claims.
Yeah.
That they are actually improving the effectiveness of these programs by eliminating the bloat and corruption.
Right. Because from DOGE's perspective, anyone who opposes them is either willfully ignorant,
right,
actively corrupt,
yeah,
or just plain stupid for not seeing the obvious benefits of efficiency.
Right.
They don't exactly extend an olive branch to their critics.
No, they don't.
And sadly, it goes beyond just nasty tweets and cable news debates.
Oh, really?
I've heard about some truly disturbing development.
Oh, no. What is it?
Well, Elon Musk has reported that members of the DOGE team have faced daily death threats.
Oh my gosh.
This is completely unacceptable and highlights the intense passions this initiative is stirring.
Right.
Furthermore, there are ongoing investigations into multiple attacks on Tesla facilities, including arson.
Wow.
The FBI has reportedly formed a task force to investigate these incidents, classifying them as potential acts of domestic terrorism. Wow, domestic terrorism over trying to save taxpayer money.
That's right.
That's a chilling thought.
It is a chilling thought.
Yeah, and it shows how polarized things have become.
It really does.
Yeah.
So let's shine a spotlight on some of the specific examples of waste and fraud that DOGE is targeting.
Okay, what?
That $2 billion EPA grant linked to Stacey Abrams' group definitely raised some eyebrows.
$2 billion.
$2 billion, including mine that are permanently arched in skepticism.
Uh-huh, okay. So that's a prime example.
It is.
That's garnered a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Reports indicate that the EPA under the previous administration awarded this massive $2 billion grant to Power Forward Communities.
Power Forward Communities.
An organization with ties to Stacey Abrams.
Okay.
For environmental justice projects funded by the Inflation Reduction Act.
Okay.
What's notable here is the staggering increase in funding compared to the group's previous financial activity.
So how much were they getting before?
Reportedly, it jumped from a mere $100 in donations to $2 billion in a short period.
$100 to $2 billion.
$100 to $2 billion.
That's quite a jump.
It is a huge jump.
Even President Trump questioned this dramatic surge.
Yeah.
Yeah, from pocket change to Fort Knox in the blink of an eye.
Right.
You got to wonder what kind of environmental magic they're promising for that kind of cash.
Exactly.
What was the fate of that hefty grant?
Well, according to recent reports, Lee Zeldin, the current EPA administrator, has stated that he terminated the grant.
Okay.
He also indicated that both the Department of Justice and the FBI are now investigating the matter.
Oh, wow.
And the funds have been frozen.
So it's a situation worth keeping a close eye on.
Definitely keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, that kind of drastic funding increase certainly smells fishy.
Yeah, it does.
And it's not just questionable grants, right?
Right.
DOGE is also taking a closer look at how our tax dollars are being used to fund public media.
Yes. There are reports of a DOGE panel scrutinizing the CEOs of both NPR and PBS.
NPR and PBS.
The fundamental question being asked is whether taxpayer dollars should be used to subsidize these organizations at all, especially given the proliferation of media options available today.
Right. Why should hardworking Americans who prefer, say, podcasts like this one?
Yeah, exactly.
Be forced to fund news outlets that might not share their values.
Yeah, it seems a bit one-sided.
It does. What other areas are under the DOGE microscope?
Okay.
I recall something about USAIDA.
That's another area where cost-cutting measures have been implemented.
Okay.
The Trump administration reportedly issued a final memo to remaining USAIDA staffers, informing them of their termination as part of a planned merger with the Department of State.
Okay.
The goal was to consolidate operations, eliminate non-essential positions, and ultimately streamline foreign aid efforts.
A bit of strategic trimming, you might say.
Exactly.
The courts might insist USAID exists, but they never specified that it had to have its own fancy separate offices.
Right.
And a massive staff.
Exactly.
It's about finding more efficient ways to achieve the same objectives.
Right.
Now, to give us some broader context on the regulatory landscape that DOGE is navigating, we turn to the insights of Peter St. Onge.
Yes. The man who speaks fluent regulationese and can translate it into plain English for us.
Yes.
What's his take on this whole efficiency push?
Well, St. Onge is a vocal critic of the current state of federal regulations.
Okay.
He points to research.
Uh-huh.
Suggesting that each federal regulator imposes a significant cost on the economy equivalent to the loss of 138 private sector jobs annually.
138 jobs.
138 jobs.
For every regulator.
For every regulator.
That's a lot of jobs.
That's a lot of jobs.
And he argues that many regulations aren't in place to protect the public, but are often the result of lobbying efforts by large corporations seeking to stifle competition from smaller players.
So it's less about safety and more about protecting the established elites.
Right.
Color me shocked.
Color me shocked. I know that definitely fits the narrative of a rigged system. He even contends that historically, our legal system, specifically the tort system, could have adequately addressed corporate misconduct before the massive expansion of the regulatory state.
Interesting.
He believes that the legal system itself has become overly complex and in some cases weaponized.
Okay.
Sinanj goes so far as to estimate that as much as 95% of current regulations,
95%.
95% could be eliminated without any negative consequences for the public.
That sounds like a radical diet plan for the regulatory state.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that unleash corporate chaos and send us back to the days of unregulated robber barons?
Well, he acknowledges that simply axing all regulations overnight would be problematic.
Yeah.
Given the current state of the legal system.
Right.
However, he firmly believes that the vast majority of regulations are unnecessary.
Okay.
Hinder innovation and primarily serve the interests of well-connected incumbents rather than the average citizen.
So does Saint-Ange think DOGE's somewhat aggressive approach to cutting regulations and government spending is the right way to go?
Mm.
There have been whispers that it might be a bit too blunt.
Yeah.
Like using a chainsaw where a scalpel is needed.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, he understands the immense challenge of reforming a deeply entrenched government bureaucracy like the U.S. federal system.
Oh, yeah.
Which he describes as being protected by layers of crony rules and powerful government unions.
It's a tough nut to crack.
It is a tough nut to crack.
Sure.
He points to DOGE's strategy of initially targeting probationary workers for reductions.
Uh-huh.
And explaining that while it might not be the ideal long-term solution, it's a pragmatic first step. Because these employees have fewer union protections,
okay,
making it easier to implement changes.
Right. So start with the easy wins.
Start with the easy wins.
Then move on to the tougher battles.
Sure.
Makes sense in a bureaucratic jiu-jitsu kind of way.
It does.
He also highlights DOGE's stated goal of identifying and eliminating regulations that lack clear congressional authorization, which he sees as aligning with the Supreme Court's recent decision in Loper Bright Enterprises v. Raimondo.
Loper Bright Enterprises v. Raimondo.
A case that limits the power of federal agencies.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So Saint-Ange is generally giving a thumbs up to the DOGE initiative.
He views it as a positive step.
Okay.
Noting that previous administrations, both Republican and Democrat, have also attempted government efficiency drives.
Yeah.
And he finds the different reactions from Democrats to these efforts depending on which party is in power.
Oh, yeah.
Quite revealing.
Very revealing.
He also touches on the 1-in-10 out regulation policy, emphasizing the ongoing need to be vigilant and prevent government agencies from finding loopholes and creating new regulations to circumvent the intent of the policy.
Right, because they're sneaky like that.
They are.
It's like a constant game of regulatory whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
You cut one, three more, pop up.
Yeah.
All right, we've covered the cuts, the controversies,
The
potential Social Security boost, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
And the regulatory shakeup. But you know what this whole movement needs?
What's that?
An anthem.
An anthem.
An anthem.
Okay.
And wouldn't you know it?
What?
We've heard rumblings that there is indeed a song in the works titled Ode to DOGE.
Ode to DOGE.
The lyrics are being crafted by the talented Tiffany Poehler, who you can find on X as @princessby27.
Okay.
And the music and AI voice production are being handled by James R. Laudermilk.
Okay.
Also on X is @VRVeteran.
An ode to government efficiency.
That's right. I can already picture the music video Soaring Eagles, balanced budgets,
yeah,
and maybe even a cartoon dog chasing away piles of wasteful spending.
That would be great.
And get this.
What?
The full song is scheduled for a special release tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
March 29th, 2025 at AI for Christ Studio.
All right.
Now, what's particularly heartening is that all the proceeds from the sale or streams of this musical masterpiece will go directly to Tiffany Poehler and her daughter to help them out.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. So if you want to be among the first to hear this potentially chart-topping tribute to fiscal responsibility and support a great cause while you're at it, head over to AI4Christ.studio tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's make this thing a hit.
Let's do it.
Now, a couple other quick hits from our sources before we wrap up.
Okay.
Elon Musk also weighed in on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Oh, yeah.
Urging folks in Wisconsin to vote for Brad Scummell.
Okay.
Specifically linking it to Democrat efforts to redraw congressional districts.
Yeah, he framed it as a critical election.
It is.
With significant implications for the state's political landscape.
Absolutely. And despite the constant accusations from the left that DOGE is operating in total secrecy, it seems they're making some effort to be transparent.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So what are they doing?
Well, the sources indicate that DOGE is listing its findings and detailing its cost-cutting measures directly on its website.
Okay, that's good.
Additionally, the recent interview with members of the DOGE team on Fox News was another step towards providing the public with more information about their work.
That's good.
Yeah. And finally, for all those worrywarts out there, it's crucial to remember that the DOGE team has repeatedly stated their primary goal is to cut the deficit in half without slashing essential services.
Okay.
And they've specifically pledged to protect vital programs like Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare.
Yeah. That commitment remains a cornerstone of their public communications.
Absolutely. All right, let's hammer home the key takeaways for you, the listener.
Okay.
Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is on a mission to trim the fat from government spending, promising that this will ultimately lead to fatter Social Security checks for those who deserve them, although the exact mechanics are still a bit hazy.
Right.
They claim to have already identified a significant amount of savings through various cost-cutting initiatives and view their work as a pivotal moment for American solvency. However, they are facing legal challenges and stiff opposition from those who seem perfectly happy with the status quo of government waste.
That's a great summary.
Thank you.
And for you, our engaged listener.
Yes.
Understanding the goals and methods of DOGE provides crucial insight into the ongoing debates about government efficiency and the potential future of important programs like Social Security.
Yeah.
It empowers you to form your own informed opinion.
Absolutely. So as you go about your day, maybe take a peek at DOGE's website, see what the different news outlets are saying, even the ones that make you want to throw your remote at the TV.
Uh-huh.
It's all part of being an informed and engaged patriot.
Indeed. And consider this.
Yeah.
Given the sheer volume of alleged waste and fraud within our government systems.
Yeah.
What fundamental changes do you believe are truly necessary to ensure lasting efficiency and accountability, regardless of who's in the White House or controlling Congress?
Deep thoughts for a Friday.
Deep thoughts.
Well, that's all the deep diving we got time for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Daily DOGE Report.
The Daily DOGE Report.
Until next time, stay vigilant, keep fighting the good fight, and don't let the woke mob steal your common sense.
Stay informed.
We'll see you next time.